Okay, Bershus, Meronim, Rabbonim, Rabbosai. Actually, I'm not a Ponim Chadoshis here. I've been here a couple of times the past few years, but always in Chodesh Elul. Of course, what's very, very important in Chodesh Elul, which is the obvious, is the Chodesh HaTshuvos. Let's see what we can figure out, what would be the best way to be able to be Zoicha Badin of all the various Eitzes that we find in the Sorim HaKdoshim, particularly speaking to Bnei Yeshiva. Could I to mention the story related regarding Professor Einstein, that he was on a train in Europe and the conductor was passing by asking for tickets. When he comes to him, he can't find his ticket. Puts it in his pocket, it's not there. The other pocket, puts it over here. He's desperate trying to find his ticket and he can't find it. And the conductor says, "Don't worry, we know who you are. We know who you are. We don't suspect you that you boarded the train. We know that you bought a ticket, so don't worry about it." The conductor continues on to collect the other tickets. And looks back and he sees that Einstein again is on his hands and on his knees looking under the, he's still looking for his ticket. And he says to him, "Well, we already told you, we know who you are. You don't have to worry about anything." And Einstein said, "I know who I am, but I don't know where I'm going." And the problem is that most people in the world, in fact, do not know where they are going. They have no direction in life. Sometimes they go to the right, sometimes they go to the left. And they go with the flow and life takes its course. What is different is that a Yid always knows where he's going. A Yid has a Torah. A Yid has a Shulchan Aruch. From the moment he gets up in the morning, he knows exactly what he has to do, how to get dressed, how to put on his shoes, and so on and so forth. Clear their direction. So now, Lamaisim, when it comes to Chodesh Elul, which is the Chodesh HaTshuvim, we want to be Zoich HaBadin, what is the direction that a Yid really has to do in order to be able to gain the maximum, of course, of the Yom HaDin to be able to be judged favorably? So you take a look, you open up a Torah in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Hei. Everybody knows that during the Yom Neroim period, we add Zochreinu L'chaim. So the Torah, very interesting, says, why do we add this phrase Zochreinu L'chaim? Well, about it, what do you mean? Zochreinu L'chaim, we want to remember it for life. But he says it's more than that. Zochreinu L'chaim L'loshen HaTorah. Tiknu Loimer Bebirchis Mogen Avram Zochreinu L'chaim. The Torah is called Chayim. And therefore when we say Zochreinu L'chaim, what it basically means is that we connect to the Torah. And the more that we connect to the Torah, we can accept or expect that we'd be Zochreinu L'chaim. As a matter of fact, the Shem Shmuel writes very in the Yonim of Yom Kippur, and he says, Yidua Machakosef Harizal, She'ikar HaTshuva Hu Esek HaTorah. According to Arizal, Ikra Tshuva is Eisek HaTorah. The Hainu Lashkias Kol Raya Noiso B'Torah B'Torah HaMasechta. To put your whole mind, your whole machshava, your whole being into the Masechta that you are learning. And according to Arizal, that is Ikra Tshuva. And let's go to Rishayim. Let's go to the Shari Tshuva, which is the classical Sefer on Tshuva. Rabbeinu Yonah writes the following. He writes in Shari Dalet. Limud HaTorah hu kapora lakoil. Limud HaTorah, says Rabbeinu Yoin, is a kapora for everything. Afila ala chet hachomer shel chilul Hashem. You realize what he's saying? You open up a Gemara, Yuma daf Peivov, the Gemara says for chilul Hashem there's no kapora, only misa. Chilul Hashem does not have a kapora. Come, Rabbeinu Yoin is mechadish on his own. Rabbeinu Yoin says, even though the Gemara says that chilul Hashem does not have a kapora, so Rabbeinu Yoinah, but Limud HaTorah is a kapor lakoyel, even a chilul Hashem. And then he continues on also in a different ois, ois Yud Aleph. Omel HaTorah is begedre Yisurim HaMechaperim, which means, instead of having actual pain, Yisurim HaMechaperim, the Omel HaTorah, the so-called pain that you go through, that you toil and you work, and you put in your effort, in a certain sense that counts as Yisurim. The Omel HaTorah counts as Yisurim. And the male Omel HaTorah is Mechaper Mevokim Yisurim, so says Rabbeinu Yoinah. And finally, before we come to the Ikar HaDvarim, is what the Goyim brings in the Siddur HaGroh. But down he says that Hoysofe in Limud HaTorah, he says, is the Tikkun LaVoynes HaChamurim BeYoser. Hoysofe in Limud HaTorah. To add something extra. In Limud HaTorah is a Tikkun, he says, for Avoynes HaChamurim, even for the most serious Averis. Okay, so let's now go into understand a little bit what we're talking about. You know, There's a chazal very clear in two places in Shas. It's Balmatzia Pehei and the Dorim Pehalef, where the Gemara says the same thing. The Gemara discusses, and by the way, we're still designed in a chemta as well for the Churim Beis Hamikdash, the Haftaira. Almo of the Oretz, what is the Siba that brought the Churban? And the Gemara says, Shle Baruchu B'Torah Tchile, because they did not say Birchas HaTorah, it's a half of a fella. The Gemara does not say they didn't learn. Otherwise, it's Bittel Torah. The Gemara does not say there was Bittel Torah. Bittel Torah would have been the most serious of Aaron. Does not say that. Almo of the Oretz, which means the Siba, the Churma, they just did not say Birchas HaTorah. The Alochid, that before learning, is supposed to say Birchas HaTorah, Shmachabonim Kolam, Yisilasim Divrei Torah. But they did not say Birchas HaTorah. And it's a half of a fella. Okay, it's an Aveira. But is that really a bittel of Birchas HaTorah? B'shev al tasim, didn't even do something active, passive. He did not say Birchas HaTorah. Does that warrant such a great oynish? Does that run at Churim Beis Hamikdash? I mean, if you open up any halacha, we know that even if you're over on lavim mamish, not all lavim are the same. Some lavim have an oynish of misa. Some have only malchus. Some lavim don't even have malchus. A lav shem b'maisa. Certainly a bittel of a mitzvah saseh certainly does not carry any serious einish. And here we have, they did not say Birchas HaTorah. And the Shagasari was bothered by that, and he tried to alleviate the problem by saying that this is at least a raya to the opinion of the Rishonim, which is the shit of the Ramban, that Birchas HaTorah is a deraisin. There's a chimen HaTorah to say Birchas HaTorah. Because according to the Shittas of Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah, who omits, the Rambam does not mention in the Taryag Mitzvah Birchas HaTorah, the Rambam's opinion that it's only Drabonon, how do we understand that the Shagisari for a bittel of a mitzvah Drabonon that should come a Churm Abayis? Shle Baruch HaBatorah Tchile? So the Shagisari says, so Behechrech, it means at least that Birchas HaTorah is a derisa, that the Mavatla is a derisa. But I believe Adayna Dover Tzorach Bir, so the Mavatla derisa, the Mavatla a mitzvah sesa b'shev al tasa by not doing, not even doing an aver b'poil. Where do you get this kind of an oynish? How do you get such kind of an oynish of churma b'ayis, churma b'ayis amigdosh, because they did not say Birchas HaTorah? I'd like to suggest the following. This is very, very much negay, being we understand the whole idea of Torah, which that, as we just have seen from all these Maram HaKoyim, is that ikra kapora, the person can be zoichel, let's understand something what tell a little bit about Torah. I think that Bnei Torah and Yeshiva who sit and learn, and not only, by the way, Bochrim, it could be Balabatim, it could be young men who sit and learn in Koilel, probably one of the most frustrating aspects, if you want to call it, in learning is that there's a problem of zikar, of remember and retaining what you have learned. A person learns a Mesechta, or half a Masechta, quarter of a Masechta. But when you go down to the next Masechta, very little is remembered, very little is retained by what you have learned in the past. And therefore, the idea is, what can we do to try to somehow to alleviate and to solve that kind of a problem? In other words, not enough that a person learns, but should be able to retain and actually absorb. So the Rebbe Yehuda, Rabbi Yisai, this is worth $1 million. The Rebbe Yehuda himself, who wrote the Sefer Tzlach, right, there are many of the Masechtas. And the Tzlach at the end of Masechtas Brachos, he raises, first of all, the following question. And the Tzlach asks, and it's not the beginning of the Masechta, even though it might appear, because the Kasha is on the beginning of Masechta, but it's in Daf Samach Dal at the end of the Masechta. He says, why is Masechtas Brachos, why is it called Masechtas Brachos? Anybody who learned Masechtas Brachos does not begin to discuss Brachos at all. Masechtas Brachos starts with the Halachos of Kriya Shema. May Messiah Koyin Shema Be'arvin. And even after, when you get to Perek Shlishi, you still don't discuss Brachos. But we discuss is Tefillah. So you have Kriya Shema. We don't discuss Brachos until Perek Shishi, which is Perek Ketzin Mavarchin. So why is the Masechta called Masechta Brachos? Should be called maybe Masechta's Kriya Shema. Maybe Masechta's Tefillah, maybe. Masechta's Brachos is way deep into the Masechta already. Why do we refer to Masechta's Brachos to be called Masechta's Brachos? That's what the Tzlach raises. And Tzlach says as follows. Tzlach says, I want to give you, and this is a Loshon Tzlach. It's a Loshon of the Tzlach, Noi de Biyudah. I'd like to give you, he says, a Zgula Nifloi. Not Zdam Zgula, tremendous. tremendous and amazing zgula lizikaron, that a person should be able to remember what he learns. Okay, this is the tzlach talking. What is the zgula said the tzlach? In order for a person to have the ability to retain and to have the zikaron what he's learning, said the tzlach. You know what the zgula for that is? To say birchis atoyra bikavone. So now about a. All of us, we say Birchas HaTorah in the morning, but now we realize the tremendous gain that Tzlach is Megala to us, that by saying Birchas HaTorah Bekavone, a person is able to be Zoyche, and he calls it a Zgula Nefloy, tremendous, tremendous. Tremendous Zgula in order to be able to remember what he's learning. Why? What's the secret? What's the side of that? It's not some kind of Xeris HaKosiv. And Tzlach goes on and explains like this. What's the secret behind Birchas HaTorah? What is the secret behind Birchas HaTorah that it is a zgula to remember for zikaron for what one learns? And Tzlach says, now you don't have to be a great bucky in Tehillim, but probably the first capital, Capital Aleph in Tehillim, but remember where it begins, Asher Ha'ish, Asher Ha'olach B'tzas Rishoyim, U'bederech HaTorah Lo Yomad, B'moshev Leitzim Lo Yoshav, Ki'im, what does he do? He has a desire to learn Torah Hashem. Fine. However, if you open up a Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Daf Yutes, Rav says we have an immediate steer in the Pasuk. Contradiction. Why? Because the Pasuk starts out to say, he has a desire to learn Torah Hashem. You know what it says immediately? Same Pasuk in Tehillim. In his own Torah, he thinks, his machshava, he's occupied in learning b'toyrosoi in his Torah. Whose Torah is it? Whose Torah is it? Torah Hashem, or is it toyrosoi? That's a Gemara's kasha. Gemara's kasha in Avodah Zarah. Rav asks that question. Ki b'toyros Hashem cheftoi, but then it says b'toyrosoi yehege yom avaloylo. So we have to figure it out. The bottom line is it your Torah that you are learning? Is it Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah that you are learning? And the Gemara said the following lashon, loy kashe, kan bitchilo kan lebesoif. What does that mean? So Rashi says, you know what it means? Kan bitchilo means before you learn Torah, it's not your Torah yet. Why is it your Torah? You didn't learn it yet. But kan lebesoif, lebesoif means, but the Torah that you studied already, that becomes yours. It's meduik in the pasuk, by the way. Ki b'toyros Hashem cheftzoi, he has a desire, is mashma, I didn't learn it yet. That's called Kan B'Tchila. The Torah that you have not studied yet is not your Torah. But B'Toyrosa, Yehege, Yoyim, Elolah, it's Kan L'B'Soif. The Torah that you have already learned, that is already your Torah. It's a cute word that the Satmar Rebbe once said, you know, when a person gets an Aliyah, you make two brachas. You know, one bracha is, of course, before the Aliyah. And then there's a second bracha after your Oilel Torah. But you know, there's one difference, at least in the Lashon. First bracha is saved quite simply, Hashem Baruch Abonim, Kol Amim, Notzalonu, is Torah, so because Baruch gave us his Torah. You know, it doesn't say Torah Semes. In the second bracha we say, Hashem Notzalonu, Torah Semes, V'chai, Torah Semes. So yes, how come the first bracha, when we refer to the Torah that was given, that we don't mention Torah Semes? Why in the second bracha do we mention Torah Semes? Why in the second bracha? So the Rebbe said very poshut. Because when you oil the Torah, before you read the Torah, it's not your Torah yet. It's a Kaddish Baruch Hu's Torah. Kaddish Baruch Hu's Torah does not need any askoma. You can be sure it's Torah Semes. Doesn't need askoma. We have to say it's Torah Semes. But after you read the Torah, now it's your Torah. Your Torah is not so posh that it's Torah Semes. So in the second Baruch we say, Halavai, Asher Notzal Lanu Torah Semes, the Torah that we now received. So the Torah that we have now learned, Halavai, that our Torah that we have, that it should also be Torah Semes. Agapon, this is the way Rashi explains the steer in the Gemara. Kam betchil again, mean betchil mean before you said birchis haTorah, then it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. But kam lebesoif, but the Torah that you have already learned, it becomes your Torah. It said that slach, I have another pshat in the Gemara. What kam betchil kam lebesoif means. The slach says that this Gemara parallels another Gemara. You're quite familiar. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Hey asks another steer. One pasuk says, "Lashem ha'aretz imloyo." The entire world, entire earth, and everything that's in it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. Lashem Aretz Amloyo. But then we have another pasuk. Hashemayim, Shemayim Lashem. But the Aretz Nozan L'Bnei Adam. But the earth was given to man. So the question is, so to whom does it belong to? Is it Lashem Aretz Amloyo? Or is it the Aretz Nozan L'Bnei Adam? So what does the Gemara answer over there? Kan koidem brocha, kan liyachar brocha. Before you make a bracha, does not belong to you. You pick up an apple. Before you make a bracha, this apple does not belong to you. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's fruit. Once you make a bracha, now it becomes yours. That's why it's not on Levnei Yodom. So what do you see from here? Before you make a bracha, it belongs to Kodesh Baruch Hu. But after you say a bracha, it belongs to you. Suggest the slach, the same thing regarding the question in the Gemara. Whose Torah is it? Is it Torah Hashem or it's your Torah? Kan bitchila. Before you said birchas ha-Torah. That's how the slach learns. Not like Rashi's pshat. Kan bitchila. Before you said birchas ha-Torah, it's not your Torah yet. That's the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah. But kan lebesoif. Lebesoif means once you said birchas ha-Torah, now it becomes your Torah. You said birchas ha-Torah becomes your Torah. What do we gain by that? What do we gain by that? The Slach Marshal is another Gemara. It's a half of a fellow. When you hear this Gemara, it's a Gemara in the Dor and the Flamet Ches. It's an amazing Gemara. It's a mind-boggling Gemara. One line of Gemara. The Gemara said, "Betchila hoye Moshe loy metoyre umishakhu." The great Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara said, would be learning Torah and he would forget. Moshe Rabbeinu would forget. "Betchila Moshe hoye loy metoyre." Moshe Rabbeinu would be learning Torah, would also forget. Ad Shenitloy b'maton, until the Torah was given to Moshe b'maton, then he wouldn't forget anymore. Shenemar vayitein el Moshe kechaloyse ledaber vayitein el Moshe. Torah was given to Moshe. So what do you see from that Gemara? Says the Slach, that once the Torah is given to you b'maton, you don't forget. If he goes ahead and he makes birchas haTorah, whose Torah does it become? Torah soy. Once you say birchas haTorah becomes your Torah. What do you mean it becomes your Torah? Because Baruch Hu gives you the Torah b'maton. Ah, because Baruch Hu, the Torah b'matana that you don't forget. The Mela, that's why it's a gewaldige zgula, said the Slach. By saying birchas haTorah, it's a zgula for not to forget and to remember what you're learning. Similar to what the Gemara said by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, once the Torah was given to him b'matana, he would no longer forget. And Mela here too. Once you say birchas haTorah, it becomes Torah soy. It's no longer Torah Hashem. Because Baruch Hu takes his Torah and gives it to you b'matana. Because Baruch Hu gave you the Torah b'matan, it's your Torah. If it's your Torah, you don't forget. So Meir said, the Slach HaGevaldig Zach, you know why Masechtas Brachas is called Masechtas Brachas? Not because we're discussing Brachas. Brachas is discussed much later. It's called Masechtas Brachas. This is the first, listen, this is the first Masecht in Torah Shabbat Peh. First Masecht in Torah Shabbat Peh, Brachas. So Rabbeinu HaKodesh wanted to give every student that starts learning Torah Shabbat Peh, he wanted to give him a zgula right away. He's starting to learn Torah Shabbat Peh. I want to give you a zgula to be able to remember what you're learning. So he called it Masechtas Brachas to remember to say Birchas HaTorah. That's how the Slach learns. That's why Masechtas Brachas is called Masechtas Brachas. Not like the Welt understands because why? Because we're discussing Brachas. Brachas is way later. It should be called Masechtas Krishma. It's called Masechtas Brachas to remind you, do not start learning until you say Birchas HaTorah. Remember the Brachas. Remember the Brachas of Birchas HaTorah. When you stand to gain by that, you stand to gain by that, and whatever you're going to be learning, hopefully you'll be able to remember, because the Torah is given to you by Matona. So I'd like to say that when Chazal say that the Churban Beis Hamikdash came as a result that they did not say Birchas HaTorah, the pshat is not because of the avera of not saying Birchas HaTorah. That avera, Rabbeinu, as great as it is, does not warrant such an oinish. What the Gemara possibly means like this, being that they did not say Birchas HaTorah, they didn't have this gula of the tzlach. It means that they were learning, but they were forgetting, went in one ear, went out the other. So at the end of the day, there was no real Torah in Klal Yisrael. They were learning Torah, but nobody had Torah. So they didn't have this gula to remember. The whole inyan of the Hava Beis Hamikdash, the Koyach Beis Hamikdash, is that we have the Oren, which is the Torah, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the holiest place. That it brings down the Shechinah. The Torah and the Shechinah is Hainahach. Because Baruch Hu and the Torah is one. If you don't have Torah, then you don't have a Shreis HaShechinah. And you can't have the Beis Hamikdash. The fact that they did not say Birchas HaTorah, it's not that they were punished for not saying Birchas HaTorah. The Oynish would not be that great for that. It's the result of not saying Birchas HaTorah. But not saying Birchas HaTorah, therefore they lack these gula of remembering what they are learning. So Malamaika, people are learning, but at the end of the day, they didn't have the Torah. They had it for 1 second, for a fleeting moment, just had it and they didn't have it. It was gone. The moment it came in, then it was gone. So there's no really existing Torah in Klal Yisrael, didn't have it. There's no real Torah in Klal Yisrael because nobody remembered what they were learning, really, or not enough people remembered what they were learning. Kemachurim. So I'd like to say the following, Rabbi Yisai. Zavada and Avada, when you learn that the Stach is telling you these gula for remembering Torah to say Birchas HaTorah. So I want to tell you, I think it goes a little deeper than that. I don't think that the Stach merely meant it's just merely to mimic the words. You know, to say Birchas HaTorah, you open up a Siddur, yeah, you say Birchas HaTorah, oh, automatically, magical formula. Okay, now you're going to remember the Torah. I think there's much more in what the Stach is telling us that Birchas HaTorah is this gula to remember. Quite familiar, you know, the Gemara says in Megillah Davov, the person says, Lo yogaiti matzosi, I did not toil, I did not work, I did not put, and matzosi, I was matzliach al tam, and don't believe a person. If a person says he did not, he was not miyageya in Torah, and he was matzliach, don't believe him. Don't believe him. It's not shy. By the way, the Velt Ag, what do you mean don't believe him? It's a question of mnemonis. Give him a fraher, give him a test. Give him a test, let's see. What do you mean don't believe him? It's not a question of mnemonis. So give him a test. So some say, don't believe that lo yogati. In other words, if he passes the test, don't believe that he was not miyageya. But a component of the Gemara says, lo yogati matzosi al tamin. But the Gemara says, yogati matzosi, but a person says, I toiled, I put in the effort, I put in the time, and it was matzliach tamin believing. This chelik of the Gemara is quite familiar, and most people have heard about it, or a lot of people know it. But then there's another two lines in Gemara, which really changes the whole picture for what we want to talk about. The Gemara says, Hanemili, Yogati Matzosi, Yegia only helps, says the Gemara, Lechadud, Lechadud means to understand the subject matter. Person Miyageya, put in the time, an hour, two, three, four, a day or two, put in the effort, Lechadudi. Lechadudi means in order to understand the subject matter, yes, Yegia helps. Avol says the Gemara, here's the Gemara boys, here's the punchline. Avol oikme girse, siyate dishmaye. But for oikme girse, what does that mean? Says Rashi shlo yishkach. But in order not to forget what you are learning, Yegia does not help, says the Gemara. What you need is siyate dishmaye. You hear that, Gemara? Yogati metzosi, all the time and effort that you put in. You're guaranteed to be matzliach when you put in enough time. Some people need more, some people need less, but you have to put in the time. The Gemara said that guarantees matzosi only lechadude. You understand the sugya. But lo'oik megirse, and Rashi says shlo yishkach, not to forget. The Gemara said yegia doesn't help. You hear that? You have to have siyata d'shmaya. You have to have siyata d'shmaya. Now to remember what you are learning, you need siyata d'shmaya. Come to Chassam Sofer and he asks, really? Why need Sati Dishmaya? Doesn't the Chazor help? Review it. Chazor the Gemara, review it. 5 times, 10 times. We have a concept called Me'epom Mevechot. 101 times. Review it as much as you need. We know that reviewing a subject allows you to remember. So why does the Gemara say that Shlo Yishkach, you need Sati Dishmaya? Why don't you review it? Chazor, review it. Chazorah, you remember. Why do you have to have Sati Dishmaya? But their chateva should work. Some sefer says a dover nifle. An amazing thing. Whoever told you that when you review something, you remember? Some sefer says the teva, nature, is mechayiv, that if you study over and over again, you remember, that's only chazar dvarim gashmiyim. That's only secular situation. The gashmi is, the person's mind is a gashmi is a gekop, we're a boss of Adam. The head of a person, right? The person, the living person is a gashmiyah person. A person, if you want to, lahavdil, right? You want to remember a poem, yeah? You want to remember a poem. So you know if you study it 50 times, you know, you can remember it. Yeah. You want to remember certain calendar dates. You want to remember certain addresses. You want to remember certain telephone numbers. You don't have to remember anything. Just have it in your pocket. But if you want to remember all of these things, so if you're going to review it over and over again, remember. Why? Because a gashmi is a gop. A gop that's gashmi is to remember it for a gashmi. But Torah is ruchnius. Torah is spiritual. Chochmas Hashem. Chochmas Hashem, said Chassam Sofer, b'derech ha-teva, does not is not able to coexist in a gashmi tikkup. A brain, the human brain, which is gashmi, which is material, right, which is physical. A physical mind, b'derech hateva, you can study it 5,000 times, but ruchnias will not. No, it will not be able to coexist side by side. Ruchnias and gashmias are two opposites. It's like eish and mayim. It's like fire and water. Fire and water, as much as you try to put it together, Chavos Avov says in Shar Chesed HaNefesh, she efsher, you cannot, he said, put into one kli eish and mayim. Everybody understand, fire and water, you can't put into one kli. So b'derech hateva, some say from b'derech hateva, you might review Torah 100 times, you still won't remember it. Question is, but we see Chazar, it works. Siyata Dishmaya. It's not heaven. Kodesh Baruch Hu sees that you're studying 10 times, 25 times, you want to remember. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives this Siyata Dishmaya. That's the why, that's the koyach of remembering. Because of Siyata Dishmaya. But B'derech HaTeva, to remember Chochmas Hashem, which is something totally spiritual. It's not like Havdalah, not like science, like medicine, like philosophy. All these things you can remember. Study it enough. Review it enough. You'll remember. But Torah's Ruchnias. Ruchnias in a physical mind will not be able to coexist. Physical mind would not be able to derech hateva to absorb the Torah, which is spiritual, which is Kulei Ruchnias. So why does it work? So how can we see that Chazorah does work? And you do remember. It's only because of Siyata Dishmaya. And because of the Siyata Dishmaya. And you have to realize, you know, Baruch Hashem, when we are healthy and well, and we are able to use the facilities, and we come out, and we make the bracha, and we say, Asher Yotza, how do we conclude? We say, Raife Chol Basar Umafli Lasois. Say, Kodesh Baruch Hu is the healing of all flesh, Umafli Lasois. And Kodesh Baruch Hu does things that are peladic, wondrous things. What is the pella? What is the Mafli Lasois? What is the pella? If you ask me, it's quite simple. Just analyze the human body, every chelik of the human body, the plumbing, everything, it's a pella. It's incredible design. About it's a pella. But the Ramah in Simen Vav, open up a Shulchan Aruch, has another pshat. The Ramah says, Mafli Lasois means, you know what? Kodesh Baruch Hu took a guf, a physical guf, a gashmi took a guf, a physical guf, and he takes a neshama that came down in the Shemaim, and the neshama is kuloi, pure ruchnias. The Kodesh Baruch Hu takes this neshama and puts it into a guf. That's a pillar that they could coexist. Kebederech HaTeva, neshama and guf are two enemies. They're not homogeneous. They cannot live. They cannot coexist side by side. Bederech HaTeva. But the fact that it is so, the fact that it is so that a neshama is able to be contained by a physical guf, that says the Ramah, that's the pillar. The pillar is that ruchnis and gashmis are able to live side by side. That's the pillar. Because it should not work. It should not be able to. You know, the Alter from Kel, one of the great Balamusa, said, you know, in the world of Shatchonis, there are many, many different Shatchonim. There are better Shatchonim, you know, and there are Shvachis Shatchonim. They're not so great, as we know. But he said, the Shvachs the Shatchon, the weakest Shatchon, right, the weakest Shatchon, he said, it would never occur to a Shatchon, no matter how Shvach he is, no matter how, as we say, inexperienced he is, no shatchan would never occur to a shatchan to make a shidduch between an Odom and a behemoth. That's a shaykh. No shatchan. No matter how inexperienced he might be, no shatchan would occur to him to propose a shidduch between an Odom and a behemoth. And here came a Kodesh Baruch Hu who made a shidduch between a guf and a neshama. I don't understand that shidduch. I understand that shidduch. It's a guf and a neshama. How does it work? Reiver chol basar umafli lasois. That's the pella, said Ramah. That's the pella. Now, it's g'day once in your life to take a look in how the Bach opened up a tour. Look here at Birchas HaShachar and Birchas HaTorah. Take a look in Semem Vov. And the Bach tells us, what is the definition of Birchas HaTorah? What does it mean? G'day to look it up at least once. And you see fiery words of the Bach. We call it Dvarim Chaitzvim Lahava Seish. The Bach says, when a Yid said, Birchas HaTorah, Asher Boch Rabonu Mekol Amim, Asher Boch Hu, you chose us from all the nations. V'notzan lonu es Torosoi, Akosh Boch Hu gave us his Torah. You know what that means? V'notzan lonu es Torosoi means, says the Bach, Shenis Atzeim B'Kdushas HaTorah. The Kavan of Torah is not just to learn the Torah, but we should become transformed into a Heftz of a Sefer Torah. The Bach said the tachlis of Kabbalah Satorah is not just to study Torah. The tachlis of Torah is to transform that every Yid who zoche to Torah should be able to come transformed, that his physical body, yes, physical as we thought that it is, become transformed and it becomes a heft of a Sefer Torah. Genis atzem b'kdushas HaTorah. That's the tachlis of Kabbalah Satorah. That's the tachlis of Anos Alon V'Storosoy. You know, Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin. Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin brings down that he heard B'Shem the Chois of Lublin that there was a Talmud Chochem who was an Oni, a very poor Talmud Chochem. He had very little to eat. And for some reason it was quite stout, sort of like heavy. And nobody could understand from where. If you don't eat, you lose weight. So what's the idea here? You have this Talmud Chochem, he hardly eats anything, doesn't have anything what to eat. And Lamaisa, he turns out to be quite heavy. And the Chayim Lublin said, this Talmud Chochem became a Chetz of Torah, which means a regular person, right? You eat a slice of bread, you might gain weight. This Talmud Chochem, every Tosis that he puts into his body has an effect on his body. Because him and the Torah are one. Him and the Torah are one. So every Tosis, every blood Gemara has an effect on his body. His body expands because him and the Torah is one. Shinis atzim mikdushas haTorah. So bring down Reb Tzadok HaKohen. And Reb Rebuna Pshischa once said, he said, you think that's such a chiddush when I'm telling you, he says, when you hear, we expect a Yid to become a Sefer Torah. How could a Yid become a Sefer Torah? The Rebuna, think for a moment, what is a Sefer Torah? You ever stop to think for a moment, what is a Sefer Torah? Sefer Torah is, you take the hide, you take the skin of a behemoth. You take the skin of a behemoth and you take some ink. And you write some words of Torah on the skin of an animal. And by writing words of Torah on the cloth, on the skin, on the hide of an animal, so the hide of the animal, the behemoth, becomes transformed and becomes a chefetz of a Kedusha Sefer Torah. Said the Rebbe Rabbinin, if or behemoth can become a Sefer Torah, or Odom cannot become a Sefer Torah. A person who breathes Torah, who learns Torah, who lives Torah. His life is Torah. He's less than a behemoth. A behemoth could become a Sefer Torah. A person cannot become a Sefer Torah. Or Ravada Navada. And that's why we should not be surprised when Rabbi Chon of Asaman once related that the Netziv of Elojin was once carrying a Sefer Torah. And unfortunately, there was a mishap and he slipped. The Netziv slipped. And as a result, he fell down together with the Sefer Torah. And everybody very, very quickly went to pick up the Sefer Torah. And Rabbi Itzel Volozhiner cried out, no! First you pick up the Netziv because he's the living Sefer Torah. Then you pick up the other one. Here it is. First you pick up the Netziv, then the other. He's the living Sefer Torah. And that's what the Bach is telling us. That's what Birchas HaTorah is about. Now, if you really are succeeding in fulfilling, living your life, that you become a chefetz of a Sefer Torah, then about you're not going to forget your learning. Because you're the Torah one. It's only shach to forget something that is extraneous from you. You and the other thing are two separate things. So now we have a problem of remembering. So when the Tzach said that his gula, that is gula of remembering Torah by saying Birchas HaTorah, it doesn't mean just say the words. Say Birchas HaTorah and live by that message. Live by that message of Birchas HaTorah, Chinis Atzim Mikdushas HaTorah. That this day should not be a different day. When you get up in the morning, you say Birchas HaTorah, you understand what the Kadosh Baruch Hu expects of us. That we become this Atzim Mikdushas HaTorah. And if you gain, you take that message and you live the life based upon what you just said in the morning, that Avad is a Gevaldig is Gula Shal Yishka, we should not forget, because being there needs Sa'at Yishmaya, the greatest Sa'at Yishmaya, when you and the Torah are one, the Torah is not going to abandon you. Forget, you are the Torah. You and the Torah is one. It's anonymous. It's Hayinu Hach. So Avad and Avad Shal Yishka is a Gula not to forget. So Mele again, Me'ina Psych, as we started out to say, that the Torah told us that one of the greatest Gulas to be Zoyche Badin, Zorchreinu L'Chaim, is in Schus of the Torah that's called Chaim. And as Rabbeinu Yoinah said, that Amelus Betoira, he says, is Mechaper, even on the Aveira HaChamura B'Yosef Mechil HaShem. Can imagine, if we take this lesson of the Tzlach, and the lesson of the Bach, Shinis Atzim B'Kedushas HaTorah, So we'll be zeicher rabbi to be connected to Torah, and when you're connected to Torah, you can only be zeicher b'din. If you and the Torah are one, avada avada, you can be sure that you'll be zeicher to all the brachas amurat b'Torah. You realize Chazal many times when the Gemara wants to say there's a posik, the Gemara used a lashon Rachmona Omar. Rachmona Omar means the Torah, but the Gemara used a lashon Rachmona. Rachmona is a lashon of Rachmonis. When the Gemara is referring to a posik, we find Rachmona Omar. The Gemara says sometimes, Teva, Lomay the cause of Rachmona. Why did I have to write this? Rachmona is the Torah, said the Sasemis. Why the Torah called Rachmona? Because when you're connected to Torah, you are zeicher to midas rachmin. So if we are now standing very, very short, we can be oimid badin. So if we want to find ways in order to be ma'oyer rachmin, to override, to be mizgabra aladin, rachmon omar, to be connected to the Torah. As we said a moment ago from the Sidra Agra, to be moisev in limerat Torah. Ehoi sofetak in Torah. It will be connected to the rachmona, to the chedek rachmona the Torah gives. Bro, should give us the opportunity in Tagadisati Dishmaya, the Bebe to continue to grow, mile and mile, and to go Taki Mechail El Chail, and in fact to be Zoich, as we always say in the Hadron, to call our brachas, Amuris, Betoirich, and Beorich Yom, Yamino, Besmoil Taki Oish Vekovet, and Beschuzet, to be Zoich Taki to Yeshuas and Refuas, everything that we need, and Klaushrol needs, Beklaal Beprat, and to be Zoich to Echsir, and Simetoiva, Bez Hashem, Bemheir, Obi Yamino, Amen.